This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Remember this the next time you hear anything about the labor market. It is, generally speaking, a lagging indicator. Tells you a lot about where the economy's been, somewhat less about where it's going. And within the labor market, there's a lag effect as well. Industries and occupations that have job openings today might not have those same openings in a couple of years. Exhibit A for us today is the professional pharmacist. Just 5 years ago, a pharmacy degree was a near guarantee of permanent and well-paid employment. So much so that a lot of universities started their own schools of pharmacy. In Tennessee, they went from one pharmacy school to a half a dozen of them. So you know what happens next. It's called the law of supply and demand. Blake Farmer reports from WPLN in Nashville.
This is Floxton.
An automated pill counter pumps out 100 blue capsules at Belmont University. It's one of three private colleges in Tennessee graduating their first pharmacist this year. The campus facilities are state-of-the-art, but the real attractions for incoming students were signing bonuses and six-figure salaries. Benson Chong says he's finding neither.
There aren't many jobs for us, like, just popping out at us.
Chong says he's about to graduate without firm prospects.
You know, I really wanted to go back home to Chicago. However, you know, I've heard that people are driving, you know, 2 to 3 hours out.
Rural areas still need pharmacists, but cities have gotten crowded. Chong wants to avoid the long commute and get a job in his hometown.
So, I'm just hoping.
Universities say the problem is baby boomers aren't retiring, but colleges are steaming ahead with plans to educate the next generation of druggists.
Even the accreditors were concerned.
Phil Johnston is the pharmacy dean at Belmont. He admits the agencies that oversee coursework worried there might not be enough local drugstores and hospitals to support so many schools. Pharmacists have also been concerned that a glut of graduates may undercut their pay.
I've been approached by those practitioners. Friends, colleagues said, you know, why are you starting this new program?
There's prestige in offering a doctoral degree and, perhaps more importantly, revenue. For-profit schools have launched some of the country's newest programs. Johnston says Belmont, which is a nonprofit, just saw a need and moved to fill it. But 2 miles down the street, so did another Christian college.
These are just some quick things that may come up. Metronidazole is definitely...
Fourth-year students at Lipscomb University are now prepping for their big licensing test. Many in the school's inaugural class have found jobs as the quintessential community pharmacist, but Kayleen Daly looked all over the Southeast and decided to hold off for now. She's opting for a year-long residency.
Because of the amount of pharmacists that are coming out, it's best to have that extra year of clinical experience under your belt.
I do have a couple of leads.
John Deason says he'll be relieved when one becomes a concrete job offer. He has big-time student loans that he can only put off for so long.
Deferred payments or, I mean, if you have to get on an income-based repayment, you can do that too. So, I mean, it's not like they're going to throw me in prison or something like that.
The pharmacy industry realizes it's hard for students like Deason to find jobs. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists recently authored a report. It's titled Expansion of Pharmacy Education, Time for Reconsideration. Douglas Schegelhoff is a vice president of the pharmacist group.
When you almost double the number of graduates over the course of 8 to 10 years, over time, that a doubling of the number of graduates is going to have an impact.
Besides not having enough jobs for everyone, the report suggests the quality of pharmacists could also suffer.
We're here today to establish a new tradition for the college.
Lipscomb's pharmacy dean speaks over a sea of soon-to-be graduates. He hopes to start a tradition of 100% placement. He assures the students they can find jobs in pharmacy, but instead of taking their pick, many may be forced to take what they can get. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.